Welcome to the Turning Pain into Power podcast. My name is Davina Faust, and I am a life transformation expert. My goal for this podcast is to bring you some positivity every single week and to inspire you to recognize that your struggles are just part of your story. I have completely changed my life, and I just want you to know that you can do the same thing. I'll also be bringing on some really incredible people who are just like you, who have learned to turn their own pain into power. Hey guys, welcome to the Turning Pain into Power podcast. This episode this week is something that will probably light a fire under a lot of your booties because it's something that we've all contemplated before, whether we just dislike our jobs or we're laid off from our jobs or we're in a situation where we're thinking about our work and our purpose. Today, I have Megan McAvoy-Mate, and she is a mindset and business coach. But during a terrible economy in 2008, she was laid off from her corporate job and therefore started her first business as a financial advisor just to get by. Despite the odds stacked against her, she built that business and won sales awards and became very successful doing it. Realizing that the work was unfulfilling, she moved from Boston to Colorado with her husband, sold that first business, launched her new dream business as a mindset and business coach, and she's now expecting her first baby. Megan, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. So let's take it back for the people who are just meeting you for the first time. I sort of described your story already, but what exactly were you doing when you lost your job and what inspired you to kind of pick up the pieces and start your own business?
For sure. And I love that question. And thank you for the kind intro. So I was 25 at the time. Not that I think age particularly matters, but I think it just gives some context to the story. And I had actually the one thing that detail that was missing that I think is so important here is I had just bought my first condo. And so I had taken my life savings and put it into the down payment on a property, which, I mean, how many people at 25 years old, and this is not to compare myself, I was not trying to be better than anybody. I was that person who had it in my blood that I wanted financial security. I wanted to make really smart decisions, which kind of puts extra pressure on yourself. And so I didn't know a lot of people, at least in my age group, in my generation, who were out there at 25, you know, buying their first property. And so I bought my first condo and I had been working at Fidelity Investments. And so most people, you know Fidelity, it's a big investment company. And I had been there for years. I actually started there as an undergrad while I was in college. You know, I got the internship. I did all the right things that you were supposed to do. And I was very successful in that career. I was winning sales competitions. So it's not like I was bad at my job. And 3 weeks, it was literally 3 weeks after I walked into my brand new condo, you know, closed on my property, I got laid off. And, you know, there was just this, it was a stock market correction. The economy tanked. It was 2008. And a lot of people remember that. It was October, you know, 2008 I bought it. It was November that the market fell apart. And the next thing I know, I went from thinking that I had all of this financial security. I was really proud of myself, like, go me, little Miss Independent. And then all of a sudden, I didn't have an income anymore. And I had taken so much of my money, you know, my life savings, to be able to buy the condo. So it's not like I had this massive security blanket to fall back upon either. And so it was definitely anxiety and scary and just, wow. But it was also this situation where, I don't know, probably some of your listeners can relate to this. I had that boss who was just kind of a jerk, you know, and it was one of those things where my job, I'd go into the job every day and it was that 9 to 5 where I was attached to a phone and I feel like they monitored every little thing that you did. So you had to sign in and off of your phone. And so it was like, you know, I almost feel like they knew how often in a day, I'm not trying to be crude, but just to give you context, I was going to the bathroom. I was like, this is not what I'm looking for in my life. So I hated my boss. I hated the job. And so
when I got laid off, it was just kind of this thing where it was like, all right, well,
now
what am I going to do now?
Yeah. And you know, I relate to this so, so much because although I didn't purchase a mortgage, which obviously that is incredibly impressive for you to do at age 25, I'm 30 and I don't have a mortgage. But when I first moved to New York City, I didn't have any savings at all. And the same exact thing happened to me. I had just gotten to the city. I had found an apartment. I felt ready for the next phase of my life. And then my job laid me off. And so that feeling of desperation and that feeling of like, what am I supposed to do can just really be crippling. And I felt so defeated. I don't know if you felt this way, but when I was growing up, my work ethic was the one thing that I just held on to. I was like, this is the one thing that no one can take away from me. And then to have someone take it away from me was just so, like I said, it was so defeating. And so I just got so depressed. So I'd love to hear how that impacted you or how it almost impacted you in a similar way.
For sure. And I think that's such an interesting point because it's like, even when you do get laid off, and even if it's a byproduct of something else, like outside of your control, in my particular situation, it was the economy, right? Like I'm not sure what your situation was, but it's hard not to take it personal. Even though you're like, the writing's on the wall, thousands and thousands of people just got laid off. It's hard to not think that there's something wrong with you and why were those other people, why did they still have a job? And you kind of go into it, at least for me, this is something I work with on my clients, is that victim consciousness, right? Is that, well, why me? And why is this happening to me? And what could I have done differently? And just like, you know, admittedly for me, like I definitely was at a phase in my life, was in my mid-20s. I was drinking too much after that happened, where it was just like trying to avoid what was really going on underneath the surface. But the one thing that I look back on, and there's so many instances in my life that I look back and I just think, man, like, thank God you had that chutzpah, that resolve in you. There was no way I was ever going to go back to a corporate job again. There was just no way that I was ever going to have a boss again, because we look at so many people stay in a corporate job, and to each their own, right? Like, I work with women who, like, they come and work with me because they want to leave corporate. And I have like 100% track record that if you come and hire me as your coach and you want to leave corporate, you're going to leave corporate and you're going to be in a business. And I pride myself on that because I've been there. So, but some people don't want to do that, and that's fine too. But for the people who that resonates with, it's like, you have an option at any point in time to create the reality that you desire. And a lot of people stay in corporate America as a, for instance, because they sense that they have this guaranteed paycheck. They sense that they have this security. And, you know, I grew up in a family where my dad worked for the same company for 35 years. He started with that company and he retired with that company. And that's how it used to be. People used to stay at the same company for generations. And I don't think that in our generation, we see that as much. And so a lot of us already know, yourself, myself, have these experiences where we're like, nothing is guaranteed. Your paychecks, your benefits, that 401k that they're giving you, you could literally walk in tomorrow. And I'm not trying to fear monger here, right? But like, you could literally walk in tomorrow to that job that you thought was going to be there to help you pay your mortgage or start your life. And all of a sudden it's gone. And it's like, this just happened with my husband. So we found out on Mother's Day, actually, that we're expecting our first baby, which was really kind of a cool day to find out.
Yeah.
And exactly a month to the day, my husband, who's been steadily employed for 10 years, got laid off.
Oh my gosh.
And yeah. And thank God, like, I'm his wife. So it was like, you're married to a mindset coach. It's all good. And he, you know, manifested an awesome new job. And for us, it all worked out. But the point of telling that story is, if you look at the theme with your situation when you moved to New York, if you look at the theme with my situation when I bought a condo, or you look at the theme with my husband finding out we were pregnant, and each of us losing our job during a time of transition where you're counting on that income, it's like, it's just not guaranteed. I think the only thing that we get to guarantee in our life is that we create our own reality. And so that's my belief system as a mindset coach. We create our own reality. And so for me, when I was going through that, it was one of these things where it was like, okay, you can be beat down by this, you can be victimized by this, or you can take it and you can turn it into a lesson that's going to allow you to create literally the life and the business of your dreams. And now I'm in a situation that, you know, for over a decade, I've been an entrepreneur. I work exclusively from home. I'm going to have a baby that I get to be home with. We live in our dream house. I have incredible clients. And it's all because instead of in that moment going, oh, I'm terrified, what am I going to do? And letting him, see, this is what happens. People let money have so much power over them that they're like, I need to go back to what feels safe and secure versus saying, I need to leap right now towards the life that I want and just be in this place of trust and faith that this is all working out for my highest good. This is not happening to me. It's happening for me. And so what's the next step that I get to take and that I get to create in this moment, in this now?
Life happens for you. That is one of my favorite things to fall back on and to remember that everything has its purpose. Everything has a lesson to be learned. And I absolutely love that. And I agree with you 100%. So you took that time being laid off to build a business as a financial advisor, and you were crazy successful with it. So I'd love to hear about that. And then also how you transitioned from being a financial advisor into your now business of being a mindset and business coach.
Yeah. So that was really, you know, when I look back on that, it was a safety thing. You know, as much as I'm talking about saying, make that leap and like follow your vision and follow your dream, for me, becoming a financial advisor was leaving my comfort zone yet keeping a toe in it, if that makes sense. Because I had been with Fidelity and I had been in the investment world. And actually what I did was I coached financial advisors when I was at Fidelity to build 401k plans. And so for me, it was like, okay, what can I do as far as starting a business that will be easy, that I'm like already have the background, I already have the credibility, I already have the credentials. And looking at that from a mindset perspective now, you know, 10 years later, it's like sometimes we come at things from a proving energy of like, oh, that's a job that I'm worthy of. That's a job that I'm good enough for, right? That theme of, am I good enough? Am I worthy? Can I do what I want? That's what I'm credible at. That's what I have the licenses and all of these things to be able to do. And so that's when I moved into that business. There was also a situation in my family. So it's twofold that was deeply personal, where most financial advisors, and I do think the face of that industry is changing now, but most financial advisors are men, and they're men who are significantly older than I was at the time. So the relatability factor for a young woman who wanted to work with an advisor, it just wasn't there, right? It was like talking to her gray-haired father, which is fine, but that's not really somebody that you necessarily want as your advisor. So I was filling a niche and filling an industry that had a need, but there had also been a situation in my family where somebody who was very, very close to me had gone through breast cancer and had two kids, you know, was diagnosed with breast cancer, went through a divorce, went from, you know, having that financial life where he was the provider and she was the stay-at-home mom, which I think is great. And all of that kind of got pulled out from under her. And when I saw that happening at the same time as I was going through some financial troubles on my own, it was just this realization of my purpose to be like, this is what I'm good at. This is what I'm knowledgeable about. There are women out there who need me to come and teach them how to create financial security, how to make sure that, like one of the things, for instance, that I used to sell was disability insurance. So if you got sick or hurt, that you'd have a paycheck even if you couldn't go to work. And so I was in that situation where it was like, oh my gosh, like I have a mortgage. I don't have an income coming in. And then seeing this person who was near and dear to my heart go through illness was like, I can't imagine having those two things coupled together, being sick and then also not having an income. That would be too much stress. And so it really ignited my passion to go out and teach women about financial tools that I myself would have been completely naive to unless somebody like me took the reins and said, let me show you. Let me show you how to protect your family. Let me show you how to protect your finances. And so I was passionate about that for a number of years. And I still am really to this day. I mean, even now looking at the fact that we're having kids,
I love that we've already proactively done a lot of things that I would see families doing once the kids came, or years, like once they were preparing for the kids to go to college. And just having that peace of mind to be in control of my financial situation and having helped other people to do that was something that gave me a lot of pride. But at the same time, and I was very successful. I mean, it was a male-dominated firm. I was to be the first ever woman in leadership at that firm, helping to grow and mentor other women coming into the industry. They put me through tons of training to be able to do that. But I had this realization where I was like, you know, not that these things are that different, but like, I'm kind of a free spirit. I also have my yoga teacher background. I'm really pretty laid back, super driven, but I don't want to go to work every day in a black suit. Like, that's just, it's actually from an identity perspective, that's not who I am. I hang out now on the top of a mountain with my two German Shepherd dogs and like go to yoga every day. And like, that's who I am kind of thing. So it was showing up as this version of myself that had a purpose and a passion, but was also forced into a box. And somebody that I don't want to say it's somebody that I wasn't, but it wasn't who I was aspiring to be. I wasn't aspiring to be that woman with the corner office who always had to be, you know, polished and in a suit. And I also, there was so much compliance and so much rules and so much overhead and just like, you had to do everything a certain way. And that's just, it just wasn't from a character and a personality perspective who I was. And so I, for years, wanted to sell that business, and I just was kind of in the place that once you build something like that, you have renewal income. It's kind of put myself back into that same situation of having the guaranteed paycheck, and was safe and was like, okay, you know, I can stay here. But all along, there was this pulling at my heart to build a business that was online, that was exactly on my terms, that was precisely who I wanted to be, that was impacting women all over the world, not just in my small niche back in Boston, and was also me being allowed to be exactly who it is that I am, right? And and showing up when you build your own business online, or just even in general, whether it's online or offline, it's a personal brand. And so it was building out my personal brand of who I am and attracting clients as me versus attracting clients as somebody who had to dress and look and act and speak and be a certain way. And so that's when I decided that, you know, enough was enough and I was going to sell that business, and I didn't want anybody telling me what to do or how to run my business or how to show up that day. And so I manifested my husband in our first year of dating. We moved cross country from Boston to Colorado. In that time, I sold my business and then I launched my current business, which is as a mindset and business coach, as you know. And so mindset is one of those things that I've been studying now for over 18 years. I know you live in New York City. So my first week in college, I witnessed the terrorist attacks of 9/11 from my dorm room window.
Terrible.
And I had bad post-traumatic stress disorder. And so it was actually then that I learned to go inward and actually started studying the mind and some of this stuff around victim consciousness that we talked about and creating your reality and not letting fear rule you. It's something that I've been studying now integrated. And I know you're in the health and wellness space, so you'll probably appreciate that. Integrated yoga as a process to help me with my healing. That was really where I learned to find the space between my thoughts and release the energy that's running through your body. And it's really interesting now because what I do is I combine that background, having studied mindset for 18 years, and even the mind-body piece, spirit piece of yoga, with business and money, because it's all the same, right? Like, money is an energy and business is an energy. And if you understand how to work properly with your mindset to overcome your fears, to become an energetic match for the clients and the money that you want, then and only then does it really get to be easy, right? Does it really get to be possible for those incredible clients, that's amazing cash flow, the results that you're looking for to show up? And so that's really where my background all comes together.
Wow, absolutely. I could not agree more with everything that you've said. I'm just sitting here nodding my head like, yep. So then I'd love to hear about what you're doing as far as your coaching. You're working with women one-on-one. Do you also do group coaching? What exactly is your approach to that?
So I have done all of it. You know, I've done like the membership site, the group coaching. What I have found for me is that I actually love one-on-one coaching. I just find that it is such an intimate relationship that I get to create with my clients. And that's what I love. You know, I love being that person that when we have, you know, I have weekly calls or, you know, however the packages are set up with my clients, I have calls with my clients and I always know what's going on with their specific business and what's going on specifically with their mindset. So the conversation that we had last week digs into the conversation that we're going to have this week so that you can make the specific changes that are necessary. The reason that I love it the most is twofold. You know, the first is just like, I love that relationship piece. And that's why I got into this business. I do have courses that my one-on-one clients get to go through with me. So like I have my journaling course where they understand how to really dig into mindset. They understand how to create their purpose. I have my money mindset course where they actually get to understand where their money beliefs come from and how to shift and change those beliefs. And then I have multiple courses on how to actually do the business, right? Like whether it's getting speaking gigs or getting on Facebook Live and making money, or whether it's, you know, creating offers, learning how to sell effectively. So I do have a combination of the courses with the one-on-one work together. But I love that because I love the courses and the fact that they empower people to understand what needs to be done and how to do it. So I don't have to spend my time on, I don't mean to call it minutia, but kind of what I think are the basics and the fundamentals. And so that way when clients come and they actually spend the time with me one-on-one, we can dig in really deep to the tools and the processes that are going to create the actual specific change. And so I love that because it's like, I think the most powerful way to create a relationship, I'm not just in my business to make money. I'm in my business to change the world, you know, to make this world a better place, to give people opportunities and help them to create what it is that they desire. The other reason that I really love that model is because I myself have been through the membership courses and the group programs. And I've always found that for me, the place where I find the greatest transformation, the place that I get the greatest return on investment is when I have a coach that I'm invested in, but who's also invested in me. So instead of going into a coaching program or a course and trying to figure out, okay, how does that apply to me specifically, or leaving with questions that aren't really answered in depth or fully, the reason I like the one-on-one coaching with the combination of my one-on-one clients getting my courses is because there's nothing that's left on the table. And so they understand how things apply specifically to them. So what person A could get from one of my courses, for instance, and person B could get from that course are two totally different things because they have completely different life experiences. They have completely different brains. And so then in the one-on-one work, we can tie that together so that person A is like, I know exactly what I need to do. And very possibly it's different than what person B needs to do. Because I see a lot of entrepreneurs who go and they work with coaches, you know, similar to myself, and then they end up trying to follow this process that wasn't actually built for them,
right?
Like it was built for person A, but they're person B, and they're like, I'm trying to make this work, and it doesn't work for me. And it's like, it's not supposed to work for you. Yeah. You're supposed to do it, you know, like it's supposed to work for that person. So the way that you need to work in your business needs to be like, I was talking to a client the other day and we came up with this whole idea of like, what is the most aligned way for you to sell right now? And she's like, oh, it's not what I've been focused on and it's not what I've been doing. And it's stepping into my intuition and my purpose and doing this. And sure enough, she just left corporate and just left or closed her first high ticket client. It's like, well, there you go.
Fantastic. I agree. The power of one-on-one is undeniable. I have poured so much money into just courses over the past few years, and I'm currently working with a life coach one-on-one, and just the action steps, how they're specific and they have, it's supposed to work for me, and it's not me looking at a bunch of information and trying to figure out what I need to do. It's somebody saying, totally. This is literally what you have to do. And I'm like, oh,
yeah,
so much more clear and concise. And you're casting the net deeper, not wider. But then at the same time,
yes.
those deeper, meaningful clients, they make changes that are impactful. And it's just you can help more people on a more productive and impactful level. So I love that that is your approach. I think one-on-one is so valuable and a lot of people really need it.
Yeah.
I always have my guests that come on the show fill out my form and I ask them, what is your personal life motto? And I have to say, I smiled so much when I read yours because this is literally on my business card. Megan's personal life motto is, I do what I want to do when I want to do it. So I freaking love that. Like mine is a little more abbreviated. It's just, I do what I want. I absolutely resonate with that. And I'd love to hear, you're doing what you want to do. So what's next for you? What do you see for the future? What are your goals to make happen either for your family or your business going forward?
Yeah, it's so fun. I love that I wrote that too. My husband always teases me about it because it's so me. Like if there's any other way to encapsulate Megan, there's not. It's I do what I want to do when I want to do it, which really comes down to like, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks, like forget the shoulds, forget the doesn't matter what happened in the past. It doesn't matter what happened yesterday. I do what I want to do when I want to do it. So really the next phase is... I mean, probably the most exciting phase of my life, right, is momhood. So our baby is due in January. So it's just going to transform everything. And it's just amazing because I'm looking forward to it so much. You know, as far as having goals, I'm in this very, very interesting season as somebody who's been so driven for over a decade that I'm kind of in this just place of like, going with it, you know, and I don't have massive, huge goals. My biggest goal is really just to be in this place of harmony and in this place of balance and in this place of trusting and knowing that I can still be an awesome wife. I can still be an awesome, you know, individual and human. I can be an awesome mom and I can be an awesome entrepreneur. And I do get to have all of that. And so that's really the goal, is being in this place of when you're so driven, sometimes there's this thing of like, I need to crush it in my business constantly. And that's really been who I've been for years. And even now, you know, coming into the third trimester, there's still plenty of time, but I'm finding myself in kind of this, I want to say quiet, and it's a beautiful quiet, this quiet place of, I just am so ready for this to happen. Because so when I started my first business, you know, over 10 years ago, I was like dating a rock star at the time. I was the girl who was never going to get married. I was the girl who was in denial around a lot of the things that I actually deep down wanted in my life, which is that happy, healthy marriage, which was what I'm creating now. You know, having the kids and having the business. And because I wasn't manifesting that at that time, I was kind of manifesting a lot of things contrary to it in my dating life, at least. I was in that place of, no, you know, everybody else is getting married. That's not important to me. Having kids, yeah, I don't even know if I want that. But you know what? When I started my first business at 25, it was from this place of purpose of like, when I do become a mom, I'm going to be that mom who shows her little girl that anything is possible. And I guess when you ask that question, I'm sorry if this is really long-winded, but it's like kind of deep for me these days. That's probably my biggest goal, is to raise a daughter who knows that she gets to be whoever she wants to be. She gets to do whatever she wants to do whenever she wants to do it. And as a result, she's going to have the world and be a good person and to see that like she gets to create at every moment in time and just to have this sense of pride even in her mom, that I've been that mom who's really done the work on so many levels, on an internal, mental, emotional, personal level, and my relationships and my finances, to be deeply conscious. So my biggest goal, I guess, would be to raise an equally conscious human being. And the more I think about it, the more I'm like, yeah, I'm meant to have a daughter. I mean, of course, right? That's what's happening. But like, I'm meant to have a daughter. I don't know who she is yet, but I know that she's going to be a little girl who's going to come and she's going to make this world a better place.
Oh, I love this so much. And, you know, it's honestly, it's just all about trusting yourself, right? So you have built two successful businesses now. First, your financial advisor, and now your life or your mindset and business coaching. So having, I feel like, you know, I don't have a child, but from what I hear, what I understand, nothing can prepare you. So even if you were to set very strict, rigid business goals for yourself right now, your child can come into the world and totally throw all of that off. So I just love that you're just going with the flow, surrendering, trusting yourself to know that it's going to be great. And like you said, your daughter is going to have one kick-ass mom to look up to. So I'm so excited for you in this new phase of your life. And I'm sure there may be somebody listening right now who wants to be in your shoes, who is either feeling glued to their desk or is laid off or in another difficult transition when it comes to their work and purpose. Do you have any sort of little piece of advice or tip that they can take with them today?
Yeah. So the biggest thing, I mean, and this is probably going to be a booty kicking kind of tip, is you just have to make the decision. You just, at any point in time, like, you just have to make the decision. And so I'm not going to give some piece of advice that's like, let's take a baby step towards your dreams, because as I'm sure you can already appreciate in this short conversation, that's not how I work. It's just like, no, you've got to make a decision and go, you know what? This is the life that I'm looking at now. The life that I want to look at looks like this. And then just decide, which is why, like I said, I have clients who come work with me and they put their notice into their corporate job usually like 7 to 10 months sooner than they ever planned, you know, because people have this plan of transition where it's, I'll take this baby step and I'll take this baby step. And it's like, actually, why don't you just throw yourself to the wolves and trust that instead of the wolves turning on you, you're going to be a part of the pack. And not only will you be a part of the pack, but you're going to be leading it, right? Like, that's a different person. And so when you think about making a decision, and I talk to my clients like at all different levels about this from a mindset perspective, think about what that looks like. And I use a lot of dating analogies in my work, probably because before I manifested my husband, I made every dating mistake that you possibly could. And it's like, if you've ever dated that person that you know you shouldn't be with, that you know is not your future, kind of similar to, right, being attached to that job that you know is not your future, you know this is not where you should be or want to be. If you've ever made the decision to dump that person and then move on, what did that decision look like? It was, this is a line in the sand. This is what the past looks like. You were in it. This is what the future looks like. You're not in it, and damn, my life looks good, right? Like, this is what it's meant to be like. And so that would be the greatest piece of advice, is look at, like, and you can do some mindset work around this, of what does it mean to you to make a decision? What does your decision-making process look like? What kind of timeline do you need to give yourself to go, okay, this is it. This is when I'm going to draw the line in the sand. And once I draw the line in the sand, what does the future look like? What does the next level of reality look like? And of course, and I'm not just saying this because I'm a coach, I'm saying this because I fully believe in it. When you're somebody who's serious about making that decision, get help, get support. There are people, like, whether it's me or you or other people out there who can support you to make those leaps, because, you know, you'll make that decision and you'll draw the line in your sand and you'll be like, oh my God, I want to run backwards. Can I just go backwards? And it's like, no, honey, you just got to keep going forward. And I promise you, you will be the leader of the wolf pack if you treat your life that way.
Amen. This is amazing. I'm so glad that you just dropped that mic, because I know it's something that we talk ourselves out of so many things just because of fear. And it's like, I forget the exact quote, and I'm probably going to butcher it right now, but it's almost like fear is praying for things that you don't want to happen. So instead of worrying about what if, just go with what actually is. And yes. I just love that you are that tough love, mic dropping, make a decision type of person. And if anyone else has felt inspired or lit up by this and they would like to connect with you, either just to learn more about you or to potentially work with you, is there anywhere on social media or the World Wide Web there where they could find you?
Yeah. So the best place to go would be, I would say, my website, which is MeganMcAvoyMatei.com. You can get some free trainings there. You know, so if you get on my email list, there's an amazing free training around mindset and identity and the decision-making process and how to change your beliefs in order to be who it is that you desire to be. But that would also be the gateway to so many other things, whether it's my Facebook page or I have a YouTube channel that has so many videos. Like we were just talking about worry and self-doubt. I know I have a video out there, for instance, on YouTube that my clients come back and it's a free video and they come back and they're like, just that half an hour of you talking to me about worry and doubt was a game changer. And because of it, I did X, Y, Z. So there's tons of resources like that are out there. And my website would be such a perfect launching off place to begin to find all of it.
Fantastic. And I will leave both of those links or all of those links in the show notes below. Megan, thank you so much for coming on the show today and sharing not only your story, but also your energy and just your outlook on life. It's so motivating. And I really appreciate you being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
My goal for this podcast is to always spread some positive vibes. And to keep that good energy flowing, it would mean a lot to me if you could share this episode with your friends or leave a nice review on iTunes. Or you could always find me on Instagram at Davina Faust and take a screenshot of the episode. But remember, no matter what it looks like for you, your happiness is worth fighting for.